relationships start off positive for the most part. Something happens.
I do that with romantic relationships.
Yeah, I'm like, you're cheating on me. They're like, we're not dating.
Oh boy, if I can't tell when you're ordering roast beef and potatoes, how will I know when you're making advances?
You don't need to get signed to get money. Come to my mic.
I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, you should. Somebody said, we're not going to go up there with the possibility of getting money. I'm like, you go everywhere else with no possibility. I mean, I've gotten money from the customers, but that's really rare. The reason I set it up the way I set it up was for a reason.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade?
I wanted to do something different. I wanted to set up a mic where comics are getting paid. Obviously, if every single comic gets to go up, it's going to cut the pay. So it's going to be a raffle. After their set, they just pull out of the bucket. So it's like everything is very transparent. There's no pop-ins. There's no politics. And I made a deal with the owner of the restaurant. He's going to give me 20%, and I'm just going to split whatever that number is.
Which is like super nice. I'm definitely of the mind that like comics should get paid for their work.
Yeah, we're the ones working.
That was my whole theory with, you know, the shows that I booked too, is like I tried something new where I gave him a commission basically on ticket sales, and I gave everybody a little code, and
that's smart.
They were going to get a commission on it.
But then it becomes like exclusive, and were people coming up to you like, hey, can I get booked on your show? Did you get any of that?
No.
No?
So only the people that were on the show know that. It's just an offer. And I'm like, you don't have to sell tickets. This is just because I want to pay you, but like, I'm not independently wealthy. I can't pay out of pocket. I'm new to this too.
I want to do a good show, but at the same time, I don't want to have to deal with, because I've already had two people message me like, hey, can I get a spot on your show? I'm like, dude, it's an open mic.
Or is that a pill too bitter to digest?
I cannot get on stage unless I am fully made up.
I can. It's just the ramifications and like everything that comes with it.
I'm sorry if I'm disappointing you in some way, but what did you expect?
I just don't feel as good, and I don't ever feel like my sets are as good.
I think that people are nicer, so you have more confidence too.
After the New Year's, I mean, I was like, oh, like I haven't practiced. All the clubs were shut down in Philly when I was home. And it was like, if it goes badly tonight, don't worry, you still look nice.
Yeah.
I was like, that's exactly my feeling. I dress up a little extra because I might be terrible tonight. At least I want to look all right.
She must shine in every detail like a ring. You're buying retail.
It does take away from your time practicing getting ready.
As I was getting ready tonight, I should be practicing right now, but instead I'm getting ready.
I've had so many comments said to me about me not having makeup on.
Well, the makeup helps a lot.
Part of me resents female comics that wear looking terrible as a badge of honor.
I wish that I could do that. I just get too much shit.
It feels to me like they're trying harder to be what they think the male comics want. There's an audience for everything. And so like, I'm going to speak to my audience, and I'm not going to fucking worry about what the frat boy in the front row thinks is funny.
You need to stop asking comics if they think certain things are funny. What they think is funny and what the crowd thinks is funny is two different things.
There's an audience for everybody, even the ones that get canceled. Some of them are still selling out, like the whole Louis C.K.
I think that he did a great job taking accountability, because most people just deny that shit. I respect that way more than somebody who just denies it, like Prince Andrew. Yeah, whatever. Prince Andrew.
I have mixed feelings, and I feel like that's the one topic where it's like,
I mean, you can't really have an opinion. I can, because I don't care.
At least I didn't fake it.
In LA, I went to the Hollywood Improv. Every female comic was wearing the exact same outfit.
I'm one of the eight beautiful girls, eight.
Baggy jeans, like those ugly shoes, kind of sneaker shoes. I forget what they're called.
Sneaker wedges? No.
No. They're just like flat, ugly sneaker shoes.
Are they like these?
No, like those are cuter than what they're wearing. I don't know. They all have the same ones on. All of them had different kinds of content. They had different style.
I would like to do an open mic in the dark.
I think I made a joke. Oh, I didn't know the Comedy Store sold shoes.
That's funny.
I don't want to be seen as judging other women. And I get you do so many mics, and like I get so fucking tired. I get so tired of dressing myself.
Yeah, you always look really nice.
Maybe it's that you get to a point where like you just don't care.
No, you'll probably always care.
A friend who used to manage talent always tells me, yeah, sure, the jokes are important. She's like, but this is a visual medium.
For sure. It is a performance.
Nobody
art.
Wants to look at you, then forget it.
But when people pay good money in the theater, especially the male element, they want something extra to look at.
I thought I had aged out of sexual harassment.
Actually, I haven't been bullied this much about my looks since elementary school. It's a great crowd here.
And then you look at what they look like.
At least I'm trying.
I would never date a male comic because they are so emotionally needy.
emotionally needy.
You sure you're tough enough for show business?
Maybe not.
And they need validation every single second, every single day.
Well, that's what I need too.
You can't have two of those people in a relationship.
You can't?
No. They're very fragile.
And so am I, though. But people think I'm confident, which is really funny to me.
A lot of male comics at this level get on stage because of an overabundance of self-confidence.
This is too quick. I haven't suffered enough yet.
I think that a lot of female comics get on stage despite a lack of self-confidence. It's just like, wow, like where'd all this, I'm looking at you and I'm like, where did this confidence come from?
Oh my God. That train is nowhere near here.
One of the things I admire most about you is like, you're fearless. I pretend like I am, but if you listen to me, I don't say that much.
You're smart.
But I feel like you got to push some boundaries and I've been trying to be better with that.
No, don't do it.
I'll ring the curtain down on you if you ever disobey an order of mine again.
People want you to stay in your lane, right?
Yes, absolutely. All the time. But I was trying to help.
We're very similar. The curse of like the hyper-competent person.
I see inefficiencies.
I'm not going to be fucking punished because most people are idiots. You know, need 8 hours to do all the work they need to do in a day. I don't need that much time. I work quickly and efficiently. But I think that threatens a lot of people.
Fuck the man.
Tell him you were wrong.
But I'm not.
Oh. Well, in that case, it was nice to have met you.
Comedy was a last resort for me. I have been fired from so many jobs. I never wanted to do stand-up because I don't want to be poor. In the time of the moment, I felt like it was necessary for me to say certain things, like to put people in check.
Miss Bryce, may I remind you that you're in my theater?
So nobody argues with the landlord?
Power corrupts, dude.
I remember I worked at a restaurant. I had to organize a walkout. Like, I was trying to, like, get us to unionize and organize a walkout.
I like that.
They made a switch from skirts to, like, long pants, and it was summer in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, you guys just show up to work
naked.
I was
just like, do you realize this is the reason I get half my tips?
It's really between me and the audience.
What is your zodiac sign?
So I'm a Capricorn sun, I'm a Cancer moon, and I'm a Leo rising.
Wow, you know a lot about this shit. So you're a Capricorn by blood.
My birthday's January 19th, the same day as two of my favorite ladies, Dolly Parton and Janis Joplin.
I have Madonna's birthday.
Oh, I like that. Theoretically, I should be like super competitive. And in theory, I definitely am. But it's like I've never really acted on that like competitive drive that I know that I have. My moon's in Cancer. That's your emotional self. And so I'm sad. But then I'm a Leo rising, which is how I act. I'm like, here I am.
That's me.
You're the worm.
I'm a Leo.
Look at me. I get along great with Leos. Yeah.
I know. I do. I only have one other Capricorn-like friend, but I actually don't have that many friends in general. So I keep my circle small. It's like more like a dot. Out of circle.
You don't have to make leading lady dialogue for me. I'm a comic.
On stage.
That's where I live, on stage.
I gotta go see my friend's baby in Austin, and I gotta go to this wedding.
The last wedding that I was invited to was a very long time ago. I only got invited to a couple. I only went to a couple. They sound very stressful, and they sound like a lot of money.
$200 the dress. Everyone in this wedding is in California. I'm like, let's do San Diego for the Bachelorette, or even like Baja would be all right. But we're going to do Key West, which is better than, it was going to be Miami.
We went to Vegas, and like, I was with a bunch of straight edge people in Vegas. It wasn't fun.
No, this is going to be a blast, because it's like my favorite person on earth.
I mean, I love her. I went with a bunch of girls who were like in bed at 9 p.m. And I'm like, why did we go to Vegas? We could have gone to the spa.
I had to plan my cousin's Bachelorette party, and I love her. She invited like 15 people and like there were five of us, I think. We went to Nashville, even though I was like, it's February. We get there and like, she wants to go to bed early so she can work out in the morning, and they all go to bed early. And I'm like, I just spent so much fucking money to be in Nashville. I went out by myself.
I went out by myself too.
New Orleans bar that had a huge brass band because like I lived New Orleans for a long
just
time.
Just walked the strip till
I lived
like
New Orleans
2
for 6 years. And so it's like, I love New Orleans. There was a New Orleans bar like, kind of close by, walked there, wound up making like really good friends who I'm still in touch with today. Like this couple just like kind of like adopted me into like their like, you know, friend group. And we're just like, this is Maria. She's going to hang out with us the rest of the night. And I did. And I had the best time. We went from there. We went and sang karaoke. It was like such a fun night.
Were you satisfied?
I had so much fun that night. And the Bachelorette party was fine. Yeah. It was.
You don't
fine.
Need him. Fuck him. Yeah, no, that's exactly what I did, too. That's really funny because I was like, I'm not going to bed right now. I'm going to go and get in some trouble. Like,
I was just like, I'm just going to, even if I just go walk around, it's just like, it's
yeah, that's it. That's exactly what I did.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. It went beautifully. You were all very good, and I am proud of you.